The room is nice. This place looks half abandoned from the outside. I was expecting the rooms to be shitty. But this is really comfy. Oh, it even has a small bookshelf and everything. I haven't even seen anyone other than the receptionist of the hotel, so I may very well be the only guest right now. How does this place even stay in business? Oh, there's a note on the bed. Are these the room service timetables or something? Hotel guest rules. Please read carefully. Well, I better read this then. The hotel does not take any responsibility for any damages resulting from the breaking of these rules, including but not limited to cursing, death, disappearance, wanted or unwanted pregnancy, sexual assault, magical binding, loss of soul, insanity, nymphophilia, and magical transmutation. What? Is this a joke? Okay, let's keep reading. 1. If you booked a room for one person, you must spend the entirety of the night alone. Do not bring anyone with you, nor let anyone in at any moment. You must also remain within your room until sunrise. Okay. Well, that's weird. I guess they don't want two people paying for one room, I guess? Okay. 2. At some point of the night, you may hear noise coming from the room above you. Even if they start to sound violent, do not try to interrupt them. She will be fine. She just likes it rough. What the hell? What the hell? They have a couple doing it every night? I don't understand. My room was the only reservation. 3. If you masturbate, open your legs wide and do not silence yourself. Putting on an enticing show will be good for you in more ways than one. The fuck? What the hell? Okay. Oh. No one is looking at me, right? I don't see any cameras. Are there cameras in here? 4. Sometimes a tentacle may emerge from the shower drain. Don't worry. The drain isn't big enough for its full body to pass through. You can play with it if you want, but do not feed it. Okay. Nope. Now this is this is just ridiculous. It's gotta be a joke. This is a joke, right? Someone left this paper here to mess with me. Okay, I'm just gonna read the rest of this. Let's go. 5. You will find a companion on one of the night's stable drawers. You may use him to please yourself, but after the night is over, you must leave him in the drawer where you found it. Cool. Awesome. 6. Be careful with the bathroom mirror. The things watching you from the other side cannot cross into this world, but you will feel their call. The more you see yourself in it, the more you will be gripped by lust? Huh. Okay, 7. Feel free to read the books on the shelf, if you can understand them. The tantric positions and alchemical sigils you will see on these pages can only be found in scant other places outside this hotel. You may not photograph or record the books, though you may try to memorize some of the contents for later use if you wish to try any of the positions with a partner. As stated above, the hotel does not take responsibility for any damages occurred by such activities. Okay, last one. Okay, come on. 8. You must orgasm at least once before sunrise. You can use anything in the room to do so. The only thing that matters is that you and the hotel are satisfied when the night is done. All right. No way this is real. It's just some out-of-season April Fool's joke. Ha-ha! Very funny! Some pervert left us here thinking he was funny. I'm just gonna ignore it. I could check out the books. I'm sure they are not, weird. I mean, they're normal books, not some voodoo magic shit or whatever. Let's see. Scenes of Debauchery by Dion Fortune. No way I'm reading that. Okay. what else? Wow. What language even is this? Sanskrit or something? Well, at least I can look at the pictures. Wow. Okay. Wow. Well, some of these, positions are interesting. Wow. Damn. How many dicks is she? How deep is his tongue inside? Are they doing anal and kissing at the same time? Man. Wow, these are some kinky positions. I wouldn't mind if. Anyway, enough of this. Maybe I should just go to sleep and. Oh my god! Is that. The list said this would happen. Oh my god. No. It's just, you know. Oh god. People do these kind of things in hotels all the time. Oh my god, what about the bathroom? Oh, okay. Okay, see? Normal. There's no tentacle or anything else coming out of the shower. Oh, that's something. Oh, the mirror. It just looks like a normal mirror, to be honest. I'll just, you know, stay in here until the couple from the other room stops. The note said not to disturb them, right? I can't stop thinking about the drawings from that book. The people in them seem so free. But I shouldn't think about such things. I'm sure the owner knows they have a couple doing it, right? And they left a note on the adjacent rooms to mess with people, I'm sure. And they put weird Kama Sutra stuff in every room instead of a Bible, like God wills it. Some fool must think it's funny. No wonder why nobody is in this hotel. Now that I see myself in the mirror, was my hair always this straight? It's like a waterfall falling down my neck. And this blouse makes me look hot. I thought it was bland for some reason, but now that I pay attention, if I only unbutton it a bit. There. Oh, wow. That's some nice cleavage. I used to think I was flat, but I'm packing some firm tits up here. I feel dumb for having thought that. Why did I have those thoughts about myself? I don't think I have anything to be ashamed of. In fact, I say, I look pretty good right now. I bet I could get any boy in a bar, drag him to the bathroom, and do all kinds of things to him. I would shove his dick into my throat and let him fuck my mouth until I swallowed all his thick, hot cum. Oh, my mouth waters. Oh, how long has it been? I haven't had a dick in months. Almost a year. And When I do, I just give it some kisses on the tip and rub my hands around like a virginal idiot. What a waste. All this prude shit. I'd slap past me right now in the face if I could. Speaking of slapping, that's some nice booty we have here. Damn. What's with noticing all these hot things today? Is this how people always see me? Because it is. I've got no excuse not to be fucking every day. In fact, let's take a good look at this body. I want to feel my naked skin. I love staring at this reflection. I look like a goddamn goddess. No. Like something better. Like a succubus. Like a hungry cock demon slut. I haven't even realized how wet I am. Fuck. Oh, my panties are soaked. What if I pull them aside? Fuck. Yeah, I'm so wet. Oh, God. Oh, I wonder, what do I taste like? Oh, fuck. I taste good. Since I'm almost nude already, I might as well lose my bra, right? Ooh, there. Ooh. Oh, my nipples are so hard right now. I feel eager. Oh, it's like my whole body is burning. I want to. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, it feels so good when I touch myself. Oh, I want to grind my pussy with the edge of the sink. Oh, that's it. God, fuck. I don't think I've ever been so turned on. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's it. Oh, just the right angle. Rubbing my clit feels so good. My reflection looks like a desperate animal. Arched back, wide eyes, lips parted in moans of pleasure. Fucking drenched pussy. Oh, I look so fucking hot. Oh, this is how I want myself. I want myself. Wait, didn't the rules say something about this? Keep your legs open. Yes. Okay. Let me just step back. Let me open my legs. Oh, fuck. Ooh. My hole is so wet. Oh, my juices are dripping down onto the floor. I wish I could lick myself. I need something. I need something inside me. The rules says there was something to pleasure me in the drawer, right? Okay. I need some pleasing right now. Right now. I think I'm starting to like these rules. Oh, it seems the lovebirds have fallen asleep. It should be Well, what the hell is this? It looks like a dildo, but it looks like glass, but it's soft to the touch. Huh, it can stick upright to the table. Oh, I think I know what I'm gonna do with this. Is it getting harder? And bigger, too? It's throbbing, just like a real dick. Is it alive? And my, why is my body telling me to suck it? I wonder how it tastes. It tastes good. I wonder if I just it fits my throat perfectly. Oh my God. This is what dick feels like. This is so good. Oh, this dick tastes so good. Oh my God. Oh, is this? It feels like it's gonna come. What if I jerk it off? What if I just stroke it like this? Oh my God. Oh, it's coming. Oh God, it's coming. It's spewing ropes of cum from the tip. My face and chest are covered with cum. Oh, it's all slick and sticky. It even tastes like real cum. What is this thing? Does it feel pleasure? How long has it been locked away in that drawer? No wonder why it came so early. Can you come again, little guy? 'Cause I'm yet to be satisfied. In fact, my own juices are still trickling down my legs. I'll just take this with me to the bathroom. I want to do it in front of the mirror. This whole room smells like lust from before. I like it. Still no tentacle coming from the drain. Well, I'll make do with what I have. Let's stick this dildo here. Oh, it's hard again. It's all glistening and twitching with anticipation. Fuck, where has this thing been all my life? I'll position myself over and slowly lower myself onto. Oh God. Yeah. Oh God, it's all the way in. Oh God. I'm so wet inside. Oh God. Oh fuck. Oh, I can see myself in the mirror. Oh, I'm smeared with cum on my tits and my face, with a deep dildo in my pussy. Fuck. Oh, I don't know how I ended up like this, but I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. Oh yeah. Fuck. Up and down. Fuck. Oh, this feels so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Yes. It's hitting all the right spots. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Right. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I've never been fucked like this before. Oh, God. Damn it. Oh, I feel it. I feel it throbbing inside me. Oh, God. Just take it out. I wanna lick it clean. Oh, such a good little toy. Oh, so good. Nothing has ever made me feel like this. I look like a hot mess. My hair is all sticky, and I'm lying in a puddle of fluids on the floor. Just yesterday, I would have never done these things. But goddamn, I don't regret it. It's like I touched heaven. Is this what I've been missing all this time? Oh, 'cause then I have some catching up to do. What about all those hot things I saw in the books? That seems like a good place to start. And next time, I'll do it with a real dick.